Time to talk a little bit of basketball, and we're lucky enough to be joined by the Sydney Kings coach and Australian basketball legend, Andrew Gaze. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Sydney Kings had a win on Monday night against Illawarra, which was after a couple of tight losses.
Yeah, it was an important win for us coming off a couple of losses. When you look at how close the season is, it was vital to try and get back on the winning list, and because we've still got a very heavy schedule this week. We've got Cairns on Friday and Melbourne United at Kudos Bank Arena on Sunday. So it's great for the boys' confidence to get that win. Any road win in this league this season is a fantastic result. And fortunately for us, it also means that we've won the series against Illawarra. You play this team four times, and with the competition so evenly balanced, that those splits could determine whether a team makes the finals or misses out, or of course, gets into one of those very prized top two positions on the ladder. So, all in all, it was a great night for us.
Yeah, it certainly was. Kevin Leash, you went out and you found him and you signed him. He was an Illawarra, and I was watching a little bit of the game on Monday night, and he got booed every time he touched the ball. But he's a star. He scored 23 points. He's obviously a very key member of your team now.
Yeah, he's a superstar. I'd love to be able to claim that was my doing. But the management and the organisation here, they're pretty smart people, and they actually signed him before they signed me. So
okay.
It was great that he was on board, and he's a superstar. He's an MVP. He's won a title at Perth. And what also you don't actually see out on the floor as overtly as what we do. He's a tremendous leader. He commands the respect of the players, and of course, when you've got a superstar buying into your system and applying himself in the training environment as well, it's infectious, and it forces everyone else to fall in line.
He probably has never seen the footage, but lucky Kevin didn't go back to the old snake pit when it used to be there. They would have given they could virtually touch the player, Gazy.
Well, we actually played them in we played Wollongong in a pre-season game, and we played down at the snake pit.
So. Right.
He stopped a bit of a rag there, and you're right. They used to stand up on the bar there, have a few beers, and actually, whenever you shot a free throw down that one end where the balcony was, and a few of the boys and women were getting a bit excited, they stomped their feet, and the ring would actually shake. It was a tough environment to play in. But even now, where they play, it's a beautiful stadium, beautiful, one of the best in the country. So it's a great place to play.
Can I ask you quickly, Stephen Blake, he's a shock departure. He'd come over. He's an NBA veteran. He came over. He didn't play for a long time, but he left, and for family reasons, obviously he's missing his family, but he's gone, which is a big loss for you.
Yeah, it is. It's a blow. It's not so much that he was homesick as such. It's just that he had there's some family issues that he had to attend to, and I don't think it's appropriate that we go into those here or publicly, but suffice to say, we value family at our organisation.
Sure.
We feel like we're very much a family, but the players' individual families are critical, and their well-being and their safety is way more important than any basketball game. So it was something that it was difficult for us because of he started to find his form and was really getting in a bit of a groove, and we felt like we hadn't seen the best of Steve, but it wasn't far around the corner before we were going to see that. So it was a significant step back for us, but we're hopeful that we've got the depth and we've put together a roster that can deal with that type of situation.
Mate, we're enjoying your emotion both on and off the court currently, and one of the big issues you mentioned earlier is scheduling, the amount of travel in this very large country that we do have. Is there a solution to it? Is less game the only solution to it?
Well, it's a tough one because players prefer to play than train.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it can impact the quality of the product. I think the thing about this season, probably the last couple of seasons, is that the talent we have available, but also the quality of the product because of the way in which the talent have been able to come together and play at such a high level. And if you cram the schedule too much, and guys are fatigued, it can help. It can hurt the product, and I think ultimately will hurt your fan base. So it's a fine balancing act. I think we're not too bad at the moment. You wouldn't want to see it too more hectic, but it's difficult because they try and fit it in within between the football season. So from one season to the next, and the football seasons, both the AFL and the NRL, they can extend out a little bit, and it's hard. But so you've got to play a lot of games in a short period of time. But what it does do, it also helps attract international players, because some of the international players that we have here can play in our league. And because it's a relatively short season, they still have time at the end of season to consider European or even NBA options at the end of the season. So they can almost get two bites of the cherry at any one particular season. So there are advantages to it, but I think you're right in saying that you wouldn't want to go too more hectic than what we got right now. Otherwise, it really could have an impact on the quality of the games.
Andrew, we thank you for your time this morning. Good luck for the rest of the season. Hopefully the Kings can keep on their winning ways. I'm going to give you a tip. When the cameras are in there, just watch the language.
I apologise. It's one of those things that was a bit of an accident. But
no, mate. It was hilarious. I loved it. The emotion was brilliant, and it's just one of those things.
My wife confuses me more than you do.
What are you doing, Andrew?
You're an absolute champion. You're a legend of Australian basketball. Good luck for the rest of the year, and hopefully we'll get to speak to you again soon.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, pal.
There he is, Andrew Gaze.
Away up in Cairns, mate, on Friday, then back for that Qdos Bank Arena. Get used to all the different names. That's at Sydney Olympic Park, so that's their home venue. Get out there on Sunday. It's their next home game. It's against Melbourne United again, Gaze's old club. So there's a bit of feeling there. 2:30 will be the tip-off on Sunday. Thanks to Andrew Gaze as well.